T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
John, you tell a lot of stories about taking kids to various sports. You support them. You take them to games.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Football, basketball, baseball, softball.
Are you at all like Caitlin Clark's dad? They're showing even highlights from last night's game, Iowa beats West Virginia. Over the weekend, they won, and Caitlin Clark got off to a slow start. Mm-hmm. She was, you know, kind of complaining at the officials and, you know,
a little frustrated.
Moping. It's a bad body language. And her dad, stern look, stop. And I think at one point, it looked like he said, get her out of the game.
Yeah.
Get out of the game. He wasn't babying her. None of this, like, oh, my sweet angel. John, how are you as a parent when your kids are playing?
It is, hey, you may not agree with the call, with whether it's an umpire, an official of any kind. You may not agree with the call, but in no way, shape, or form do you try and show up the official or the umpire by complaining about it at that time. That is the coach's job. That is other people that will address the official in the appropriate manner, but you, in no way, shape, or form, especially in, you know, in baseball, we see this all the time where a batter's up the bat, and especially with young kids, right? Hey, they get struck out. They don't want to get struck out. They're a little embarrassed. It's called third strike. That wasn't a strike, and they throw their bat down, or they look at the official and they raise their, you know, the emoji with the hands raised, shrugging shoulders. Like, that to me is, that's a no-go. And if that's going to happen, it's going to happen with kids, right? And that's where you address it. And Caitlin Clark's dad was addressing it to her on national TV, which I thought was a stud move. And, okay, when it happens, a lot of times you're not allowed to speak to the kids. Some of the coaches have rules where you're not allowed to speak to the kids during the games. And I respect that as well. But when the game is over and you're in the car and you're on the way home, hey, let's review the game. Number one thing, what were you doing after that called third strike in how you talked to the umpire? Or it's a foul in basketball and you may not agree with it, but it was called. You're not going to change the official's mind at that point. All you're going to do is make life harder on yourself or your team moving forward.
What do people see when they go to these games? Like, asking you, John, but also, like, you know, people listening, when they take their kids to travel ball, or, you know, they spend the weekend at tournaments, do they see? Because I imagine Caitlin Clark's dad is the anomaly. I imagine they see a lot of the opposite. How could you do that to my Tommy, my Susie, my, like, the people who blame the officials? There are parents who blame and there are parents who don't blame. What do you see when you're at these events? 248-539-9797. Is this dad the anomaly?
Well, I think in large part, yes, because a lot of times, if, you know, parents are getting after the officials instead of addressing the actions of their kids. And I have been a victim. I'm not a victim. I have been an offender of this before. I shared a story about I was keeping score, an official came over. I was concerned that somebody was going to get hurt. Official and I got into it. I have later ran into that official and apologized for my actions because I was way out of line. And I am always, if I can't keep my mouth shut from, you know, behind the backstop, and I'm watching, you know, a third strike, or I'm looking at a strike zone that seems to be moving around. If I can't keep my mouth shut, then I'm going to go watch in center field and have a conversation with myself about what's going on, because I don't want to set that example for any of my kids, that it's okay for that to happen.
Do any of your kids have issues with officiating?
Not anymore.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And they've all been told how you present yourself on the field represents you. The kids all have the names on the back of their jerseys. Now, at least, you know, not in every sport, but in a lot of sports they do. And it's always you hustle on the field, you hustle off the field. When you have an interaction with an official, it's okay to ask a question, like in between innings. You can ask, you know, what did you see on that? Where was that, you know, in a respectful manner? But it's never you were wrong, you know, and you don't make it confrontational like that. Parents got to check themselves because you are representing to your kids what is okay how to talk to an official.
You said the C word, confrontation.
Oh, yeah.
Looking at Heather.
Oh, God. You said that, and I was like, you're going to come to me. Not me.
Confrontational Colin.
Yes.
My husband. So I'm saying, if either one of your very, you know, little children end up playing sports, how will you, and more importantly, how will Colin be as a parent at those events?
I mean, that is yet to be seen, right? Because I have no idea. Like, listening to this, I'm like, I've got a whole new world ahead of me. Like, I don't even know what's happening because there's so little right now. I mean, Emily is in gymnastics, so we go to her, you know, gymnastics on Saturdays, but
is she being judged?
She's two, right? Like, she's running around a mat and jumping in a foam pit, right? Like, there's nothing to do there. But I mean, I would hope I'm going to be more like John, you know, like, well, and teach them how to. I don't know. It's all yet to unfold in front of me. I have no idea.
It's maybe challenging because even John had issues with it. It's your kid. People are very protective over their kids.
At one point, I will say this. You're going to feel like Emily or Brooks was wronged. And it may even, like in the case where I was, I mentioned something to the official. I was worried that not only my daughter, but that others were going to be injured because it became so physical of a game. And I love physical games, but it became, in my opinion, dangerous. And then you say something, and then when you go back and you remove the emotion of the moment, you're going to think, Boy, I could have handled that better.
Oh, yeah. It, always afterward, you think like that, right?
Oh, yes.
Because you're in the moment. Better.
And that's where I had to go to, you know, one of my daughters and say, this was a very bad example that I set for you. I don't want to see this out of you, and you don't need to see this out of me.
Well, there's already, people tell you, a shortage of people who want to ref and ump these games. The last thing they need to deal with is parents who act like their kids are future MLB All-Stars or, you know, NBA All-Stars.
Well, isn't that one of the big problems, though, is that there's a lot of confrontation between parents and these refs, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a big problem.
Well, my mom was a teacher for a long time, and she said when she first started teaching and, you know, a kid had an issue at school, you'd call the parent, and the parent would go, well, that's not okay. We'll make sure to take care of it. Towards the end of her time
not
teaching.
Not my Johnny. No way.
He would know. It's the you guys. You don't know. He doesn't do it when he's at home. Must be you guys in the classroom. Parents can be very defensive of their kids. Let's get to Mike.
Why
you're on
use the name John?
I threw the was that Y at the end there.
Yes, I know.
There's a Johnny. Mike, what's up?
Hey, how's it going, guys? So as a parent, I was a mostly model baseball parent. I coached my oldest, and you know, he played travel baseball, and so it was competitive. And you know, rarely did I ever pipe up. But in basketball, I was a non-coach parent, and my son was a point guard, so a lot of time with the ball, right? A lot of times being physical, and like middle school, and even played in like the Joe Dumars League, which sometimes were a bit rough. But in like high school, I was that parent that was the parent you didn't like, or just like a yeller. And then by the time my son was a junior, he just told me to just shut up once. And I was like, okay. And then I kind of stepped back and looked at like how I was, and I'm like, maybe I yell too much. So basically, like from junior to his senior year, I bit my lip 95% of this time, you know, like his last 2 years of basketball, where I was just like, all right, not saying anything because he doesn't like it. So, I mean, but it took him until he was a junior in high school to say, hey, shut up, Dad. So,
you're embarrassing me.
Kind of, a little bit, but not like, you know, Hoosiers walking on the court bad, but
okay.
Yeah.
You're making sure to clarify. It's not that, it's not,
yeah,
come on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not, you know what I mean? For him, he didn't like it. He heard me, but nobody else is probably paying attention.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I've had coaches that are coaching the kids where when you agree to be a part of the team, you sign a contract just like the kids. Hey, my kid's going to play for you for the next calendar year. And there's different things in that, like a code of conduct. There's also a parent code of conduct. And they address this specific problem or issue that could come up, and they address it before it even happens. And I think those, so it's coaches that can control the situation. It's certainly parents that can control the situation. And if you become a problem, they'll tell you, you know what, this is not a good fit. And we'll release you from your commitment, and we're releasing ourselves from our commitment because you're not acting the way that we want our organization to be presented.
Tom, you're involved with your kids. Like, what do you see with these parents?
It's a blame game. Everybody wants to blame somebody else when something doesn't go their way. Bad calls are a part. John, you know this more maybe than you, Jim. I am not into referee blaming. You know, I'll go harken back to the Pettigrew play in Dallas. I don't feel like the Lions lost that game because of that play.
Right.
Was it a bad call? Yeah, it's part of sports. It's just always been my opinion. And I have this rule, like, I'm just not going to get kicked out of a youth sports game. I'm just not going to. It's just not that important. I've had one warning where it was catcher interference. Yeah, it was. And then I didn't even get it when I argued. The ref listened, or the ump listened to me, and then I immaturely mumbled something under my breath at the end of the inning. You know, and
you? I couldn't see that.
Yeah, but when you're done.
At that point, the second I got warned, I said, you're done. I told myself, you're done. You're not saying anything else the rest of the game.
Yeah, because when it, in the moment, too, you're like, God, I was an idiot. You feel stupid.
Yeah. No, I had to be the smartest guy in the room for a second. Your emotions get you. That's why people get technical fouls and stuff. I just think for our kids, it's like I see them complaining, you know, one maybe questionable strike, and they'll put their arms up. Well, maybe you should have swung it to strike the pitch before.
Right. Yeah, your job is to hit.
Yeah.
Ticket texter, I wish there were more parents like Caitlin Clark's dad. Some of these kids get out here and talk. We need parents hold their kids to a high standard. This is coming from a travel AAU basketball dad. 97.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.